From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Famuliner. This year, the Columbia Police Department has been wrestling with community concerns over biased policing. KBIA's Sarah Kellogg looked into 6.5 months' worth of formal complaints and learned about the department's attempts to improve racial issues in the community.
The Columbia Police Department came under scrutiny for a claim Police Chief Ken Burton made during the July 19th City Council meeting.
It is my belief that as a department, we do not racially profile our citizens.
Burton's comment was challenged both by some council members and citizens at the meeting, including members of the group Race Matters Friends, a group of organizers and activists working towards racial equity in Columbia.
The conversation became about the Attorney General's report on vehicle stop reports, because that showed a clear pattern of disparity.
That's Race Matters Friends member Rachel Taylor.
For us, when the chief of police said racial profiling doesn't exist, we said, well, clearly something's happening. Here's the data.
She says one of its members, Tara Warney Griggs, offered to analyze the local stop report data, and the department agreed. A little over a week after the city council meeting, Chief Burton met with Race Matters Friends to discuss implicit bias in racial profiling. According to the minutes of the meeting documented by Race Matters Friends, Burton stated that in his heart, he believed that racial profiling did occur at the CPD and that it should be stopped. But Burton also said that there isn't actually data to prove it, and the department rarely receives internal complaints about racial profiling. KBIA decided to see how often, if at all, complaints are filed to the CPD on the basis of racial profiling. After reading through 40 complaints spanning from March until mid-September, we found 3 complaints that alleged police officers engaged in either racial profiling or adhered to stereotypes about Black residents. According to Internal Affairs Sergeant Brian Tate, each complaint filed to the police goes through the same process once the department receives it.
We entered it into our software system. The officer is notified of the complaint and regarding what policies they're being investigated for.
After the complaint is investigated, the investigation goes through the chain of command, with the chief of police deciding on disciplinary actions if the officer is found guilty. I asked Tate about the 3 complaints I had discovered, and after looking them up, 2 of the complaints were determined to be unfounded or not verified. The events described in the 3rd complaint, a speeding violation, were proven to be true. However, the officer was exonerated because it was determined that his actions were within the law and that he did not profile the resident that filed the complaint. One of Race Matters Friends' goals for the CPD is an expansion of its community outreach program. Currently, 6 officers and 1 sergeant maintain the program. Sergeant Michael Hester heads the program.
What we've done with fair and impartial policing is try to present the officers the science of human bias, because our police officers are human beings, so they can recognize it in themselves or in other people that they deal with and make sure they're making decisions based on the law, the circumstances, policy, rather than an implicit bias they may not have previously recognized.
Hester would also like to expand the community outreach program to the entire department. However, that requires funding, and the CPD doesn't have the funds to expand the program.
There's no time to really dig down and invest. And with more funds, more personnel, that's where I would invest those additional funds.
Tracy Wilson-Kleekamp, the president of Race Matters Friends, believes a citywide community policing policy and a fully staffed police department would help diminish racial profiling. She also believes cultural competency training is necessary for the department.
I don't want anyone to think that because we want culturally competent cops, because we want there to not be disparities in arrests, that we're against the police. We have to stop that kind of nonsense talk.
That's right.
We want to have a 21st century police department.
For KBIA News, I'm Sarah Kellogg.